Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 77. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
Lucky double sevens.
Yeah.
Creeping around.
Creeps got to creep. I noticed Nate was creeping around earlier, but...
I'm creepy every once in a while.
Creaky. I was going to say, more like creaky.
Yeah, I'm creaky too.
The shoulder.
That's me too. Sometimes the hardest thing I do all day is tie my shoes or bend over to put my shoes on.
Have we said that before? Time for a physical challenge.
Yeah.
And take a breath.
I'm going in.
Oh, pull a muscle. Don't sneeze. You guys doing okay?
Yes.
Doing great.
Good.
Yes, sir.
And we hope the creepers are doing well. So,
of course.
Middle-aged mini 77. Yeah, double seven. So.
As a guy said on the radio this morning.
What's that?
I'm glad to be on this side of the dirt.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. Amen, brother.
Truer words were never spoken, Nate.
Mm-hmm.
No, we should all be. That is a good,
We should all be grateful. That's true.
That is true.
I guess he was calling in because they're asking like if you had anything awesome for the day.
Awesome and, report. That's right.
Yeah, and he said that he is service dog is awesome because... with her help, he was able to wake up on this side of the dirt.
That's cool.
That is
good. That's very cool.
Mm-hmm. That is good.
It's like the Lego movie. Everything is awesome, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything's cool and you're part of the team.
I don't think Todd's seen that one.
No, actually, I have.
He just doesn't want me to. He doesn't want me to start singing. That's what.
You know. Yeah. I like the Lego movies.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty funny.
They're pretty good. Clever.
Yeah. So I'll admit I like them. Yeah. Can we move on?
No. we can move on, yes.
Moving on.
Hey, Creepies, though, thank you for joining us. And let's get right to the fun. Sean, what are we going to discuss?
This will be my fault. I mean, my topic pick. And it is on doppelgangers.
Doppelganger.
Now, when I remember this from being a kid. This is funny. I know I brought him up, but I haven't brought him up in a while. And it's my brother, Chad. And Hi, Chad. He does listen because he recently told me how wonderful our show is and how he enjoyed The Dark Side of the Moon.
Duh. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. That's nice.
This is very nice. So, but he used to play a card game called Magic the Gathering. And I remember one of the cards was named the Doppelganger. And he loves that word. That's like one of his, still to this day, one of his favorite words. So doppelganger, and so I've grown up hearing this word many, many, many times, there's so much. We were just talking about this before recording. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of information. We could probably make this into a double mini, if not a full, or two part or three part. I don't know.
There's a lot to it.
There's a lot.
A lot of stories. A lot of history about it. So yeah, let's get into the foundation, shall we?
There's a doppelganger on the doppelganger. Is that what you're saying? So a doppelganger. Doppelganger is a biologically unrelated lookalike. Doppelganger.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is an unrelated lookalike or double of a living person. In fiction and mythology, a doppelganger is often portrayed as a ghostly or paranormal phenomenon and usually seen as a, I love this word, harbinger of bad luck. Other traditions and stories equate a doppelganger with an evil twin. In modern times, the term twin stranger is occasionally used. The word doppelganger is often used in a more general and neutral sense and in slang to describe another person who physically resembles another person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Words are hard.
Tonight they really are for all three of us.
If the
struggle continues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is the best we got.
Right.
We apologize.
It's only going to get worse as we get older.
English majors.
As we get older.
So, Sean, you heard doppelganger from your brother.
Yes. For the first time. That's where I remember it first.
And Nate, when do you think you heard doppelganger for the first time?
From his evil twin.
I don't recall.
I mean, like, were you young? Like,
yeah, I was probably school? Young. And I probably had no understanding of the word.
Yeah, what it really was.
Yeah.
I was probably in my early 40s. So I was late to the doppelganger. I didn't really know. Yeah. Now I knew as far as the term. So I knew of like people saying, oh, man, you look some, like somebody, or somebody looks like you, or you have the twin or the evil twin, you know, all that. And then I found out there's an actual name for it. So I didn't know. Yeah. And then there's a lot of creepiness to it, which I like now.
So I always think of it as like the shadow self. That's what another thing I remember when I was younger
Shadow
was
Link.
Exactly. This you read my mind is when we played the Nintendo games, and it is Legend of Zelda and Link, and he has to fight his shadow and all that stuff. But it is, it's your, that's how I think of it too, is your evil side or the, you know, your flip side, whatever.
Wasn't there a movie recently?
Doppelganger?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Oh my goodness sakes. That's coming
two
out.
For two.
That's coming out, baby.
Slurps and noises.
Woo!
What was it? I haven't seen it. I've been planning on seeing it. Isn't it like Us or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
You told us to watch. I have not seen that either.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
Great movie.
That's the whole idea of as above, so below.
Jordan Peele movie.
That's another movie. But it is. It's your... You know more about. You can speak more intelligibly because you've seen As Above, So Below, and you've seen Us. Oh. So it's that whole idea
I've
of
seen,
people,
seen, yeah,
people living in the Earth, right, or on another plane of existence or whatever. Is that what that's kind of?
They're kind of like they're underground. They're
okay.
Kind of yeah.
That's for us, right?
Correct.
And then as above, so below is more of a spiritual idea, or is it actually like
they go in the catacombs and
of Paris, right?
Find a well, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, and like jump into it. When they resurface on the other side, they're on the upside down side.
So that's like a dimension. That's
once,
a dimensional.
And it was about 5 years ago, so I can't remember that part. I can't remember that.
I remember something to do with like a well or water down in the caverns of the catacombs, and then, or it might have been a wall and a door. But then, like,
yeah, it's
when they go through it, it's the opposite of what they had already come through. So they thought they found the way back out, and so they.
It's like Stranger Things,
yeah.
Upside down world, yeah.
These goofy beings,
all
around.
Well, it's kind of like it's just like a big maze. Like they think they're gonna finally get out. Yeah, they get turned around. They can't find their bearings, and then all these different creepy people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they have to deal with them, and then it is a great movie. And then Us is, it's like, so we're living in the normal realm, whatever you want to say it that way. And then we all,
this is normal.
Yeah, exactly. And we all
this
have
is normal?
These people that are doppelgangers or whatever, that they have been shunned to not the underworld, meaning like hell or, but like, they're hidden, you know, and whatever we do up here, they mimic down there.
Yeah.
Right. And then they finally have like a uprising, like where they get, and so they actually
they're
come up to.
We must be, like revered or having.
They're
having
like,
fun.
They're
and
like
not.
They're like the black sheep.
Subservient.
Yeah,
subservient,
they're like the black
me,
sheep of humanity.
Creation. Okay.
Yeah, and so they've been, cast out. You know, cast
that's
aside, and so then you know, it's a great movie. It's so creepy. We
want to watch it.
Please do. And we let Elijah watch it, and he liked it.
I watched the trailer, and that's creepy. I mean, so I know it's got to be a good movie. I like I said, I still need to catch it. But
Yes.
So doppelganger is borrowed from German. So it is from a German term. And it is like your double self or apparition of a living person. It is the concepts are from like alter egos, double spirits, spirit double, however you want to say it. But these kinds of concepts have appeared in folklore, myths, religious concepts, and traditions of many cultures throughout human history. So this is an old idea. And like I said, it's the idea of, I mean, if you think about it, when you look in the mirror, you're looking at the mirror image of yourself, you know, and it is kind of, it's funny. I don't know.
Run that by me again, that you're looking in a mirror.
When you're looking in the mirror.
And it's the mirror.
I know. So scientific. But think about it. If, you know, like I thought about that when I was a kid, when you go into a room and you'd see like mirrors of, it almost looks like dimensional, you know, and keeps repeating over and over and over again. You think about, I used to think, wow, it kind of plays with your mind. And so I know the mirrors aren't as exciting as what they probably were to our ancestors. We're like, oh my gosh, I can see myself. You know, not hardly anybody had a mirror. So we take it for granted now. But if you think about the mirror world, it is, it's a weird, like Hollywood has played with this idea. And it is, it's exciting. It's interesting, but it is something that, it's also very spooky. And you think about, like, can you imagine, like, this also goes into the realm of twins, which is a very normal thing for us, thinking about identical twins and how kind of cool, but also spooky a little bit there, you know, like twin, there's a lot of twin studies and how, you know, they can read each other's minds and they can feel each other across space and time and all this, this kind of stuff.
Have their own language.
Right.
Or some type of communication.
So I've never had an identical twin, but I've heard, you know, I've known a lot of that does happen. And, you know, there's just that spiritual bond. So you think about, do you have a spiritual equal out there that is living a life that is similar to yours or in a parallel dimension? So those are, I mean, it's just,
that's where the movie Us comes in. Mm-hmm. That's why, and like I said, until they finally are kind of like tired of being, you know, the black sheep of the, of
society.
Yeah. And so they come up and they just create havoc. So they said even doppelgangers, recent studies, that if they are true, like, I mean, they said they can even share DNA. It's not just physical, like they look alike or they look similar.
DNA is similar.
Yeah. And that's kind of, that's a new take. I didn't know that until we started, you know, when you said, let's do this topic.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a lot of websites and videos talking about the DNA part. And I thought, oh, that's a little another creepy part of it.
There are so many. I listened to and watched and read story after story of doppelganger experiences.
Mm-hmm.
From simple ones, like famous people, to just regular, you know, stories. One of the just, you know, regular stories of a woman, she was in her bedroom. Her husband came in and would like feverishly looking for something in the drawer, pulled something out that she wasn't familiar with and thought, what is he doing? Runs into the bathroom and he's like making all kind of noise. And then all of a sudden there's no noise. Her husband pulls in to the driveway, comes to the front door, comes in the room and she's like, but I thought you were in the bathroom. And he's like, oh, yeah. I just got home. She's like, no, you just came in here and got in the drawer and got something out and went in the bathroom. And he's like, I just got home. And so he opens up the bathroom. Nobody's there.
Uh-huh.
And so it's just like, what in the world was that? Like your double, somebody that looked just like you just came in, you know? So those are very, very strange occurrences, but they have, like, I heard story after story after story of that.
Right.
And sometimes it is around incidences of something bad happening, you know, or somebody's death or injury or trauma. You know, it's a foreboding like occurrence.
Well, they say that if you come across your own your doppelganger,
means you're gonna die.
Yeah, that's not good. Mm-hmm. But then I found, you're right, that's like been the legend or whatever the lore. But but also people said they have come across their doppelganger. And guess what? Nothing happened.
Right, yeah.
They're just like, wow, wait a minute.
It sort of goes.
I've seen your doppelganger. Remember we talked about that?
Yeah.
But that's not. Yeah, but
it's not the same.
But I'll tell you. Go ahead, Nate.
But it goes back to like a lot of movies, science fiction movies, talking about going back to the, you know, time travel and going back to the past or future or whatever like that. You have to avoid seeing yourself or you're going to mess up the time continuum and, you know, mess up history and
sure.
So I mean, it sort of goes into that too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe your doppelganger is actually a time traveler.
Yeah,
supposed to see him.
Right, right. I think I mentioned either the last mini or the last full episode. Mm-hmm. My buddy Eric, who I've known for 30 plus years, he sent me a picture. He's like, I swear this is you. It was a picture of a guy from the back, but to the side as well. He's pumping his gas, you know, and I'm like, holy cow, that is me.
Right.
I mean,
and you're still alive.
Everything, like, I like, dude, that is as close as, yeah. I was like, that is me. That is my twin. Yeah.
Too bad the guy didn't turn around and say, keep it creepy.
Yeah.
Right.
Whoa, he would have been years ahead of that.
Right. Future teller. Yeah.
Isn't that weird though? But I mean, built the same, had a hat, same. Like everything was the same, even in his profile. I was like, that, because you know, a lot of people go, oh my gosh, I saw a guy look just like you. And then if you see the
person, you're like,
that's terrible.
I know, yeah.
Well, like, oh, thanks. Yeah. This was 100% me. Yeah. this is from the Smithsonian Magazine online. This woman does, she goes around the world and does studies on doppelgangers and what this all could mean and how it ties into, is it just somebody looking like you? Do you share DNA? What is the deal with doppelgangers? You know, and so she said she also said in a growing population, there's bound to be some genetic overlap just by happenstance. So, and this was as of August of 2022, so pretty recent. She says because the human population is now 7.9 billion, these lookalike repetitions are increasingly likely to occur. And I get that. Mm-hmm. You know, you think, man, all the people in this world, you would think that there is a good chance of somebody looking like exactly like you or pretty similar. And I buy that from a
scientific. There is a scientific, that you can have true lookalikes or you're similar.
Yeah, but genes. as far as the... The, and I don't want to say paranormal side, but the, well, what are you going to call it? You know, just unlike somebody just looking like you, it's
acting like you and having the same behaviors and speech patterns.
But there's still something off, but yet it's the same type of person. That's the creepy part. It's like, man, how does that, I get it. The overlap and all the people, but some of that stuff is too similar and how does that happen?
I have to think of a silly example.
Mannerisms, you know.
You remember the Flintstones and when the great
goes... Never heard of them.
Yeah, right. Fred and Barney wanted to go bowling or whatever, and then the wives wanted to go... Remember that? At the Great Gazoo, they doubles of them, but they could only say... Fred could say, yes, 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 and... Or maybe Fred said, no, 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 but they all, you know...
They're kind of like robots.
Yeah, they're, yes, 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 no, 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 yeah.
That's a good thing.
I remember, but that was their doppelgangers, you know, Fred and Barney. So even Fred and Barney had their doppelgangers.
Oh yeah.
Percy Shelley. So there's a lot of different examples throughout history. Percy Shelley, on July 8th, 1822, the English poet Percy Shelley drowned in the Bay of Shabzia near Lurici in Italy. I'm sure I'm butchering that. On August 15th, while staying at Pisa, Percy's wife Mary Shelley, Frankenstein's author, an author and editor, wrote a letter to Maria Gisborne in which she relayed Percy's claims to her that he had met his own doppelganger. A week after Mary's nearly fatal miscarriage, in the early hours of June 23rd, Percy had had a nightmare about the house collapsing in a flood.
Ooh.
So isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is.
I was not familiar with that.
I wasn't either. I found a website. And it's very good because it has personal stories from just everyday people about their encounters with their doppelgangers. I'm going to read this one. It says, the caption is "Seeing herself out of the corner of her eye." Redditor Quiet Voice 4846. She says, "Late at night, I usually go to the bathroom multiple times, but for the past 4 days, every time I go to leave, I can see myself still standing in the mirror. From the corner of my eye. It is like the other me is watching me leave the bathroom. It terrifies me to the point where I almost run out without looking directly at the mirror. I never told my husband about it because I didn't want to acknowledge it out loud. Earlier today, though, I took a nap in our bed while he sat in the chair next to it watching TV. When I woke up, he told me that he had seen me sit up and crawl backwards to the edge of the bed and stand up in front of our bedroom door from the corner of his eye. He thought it was weird, and I got up like... I'm sorry. He thought it was weird I got up like that because I'm in the last month of my pregnancy and I can't really move so well without it hurting. So he tried talking to me. When I didn't answer, he looked at the door to find me not there and still sleeping in bed. I got really creeped out and I finally told him about what I have been seeing in the bathroom. He thought it was creepy as well but didn't want to really talk about it anymore because he thinks it will give whatever it is power of energy. Mm. I have no idea what it wants or why we have both seen it." So now you've got two people that, you know what I mean?
Isn't that wild? That is crazy.
That's creepy. Yeah.
There's a famous one with Abraham Lincoln seeing his doppelganger.
Oh.
The tale is around the time of his election in 1860. Lincoln looked into a mirror in his Springfield home and saw a double image of himself. One was clear and solid. The other behind it was ghostly. He and his wife Mary took this as an omen that he would serve out his first term and be reelected, but he would die before the second term ended, which is exactly what happened.
Yep.
He also, something interesting about Lincoln is he also had a funeral dream, which he talked about in his cabinet meeting a few days before April 14th when he was assassinated. You can find, he actually, there wasn't necessarily a doppelganger, because some people say he saw himself in a casket in this dream, but Lincoln saw a person in the dream, and he asked who the person was, and they said the president was killed by an assassin. So he didn't, they never said that he actually saw himself in the casket, but it's kind of relayed that way.
I think I can, okay, I kind of remember that story. Yeah.
So I think that's interesting. He's had, he had a couple weird instances where, you know, one of them definitely you could call a doppelganger experience, the other one maybe loosely. So, yeah. But he was right on both accounts.
Well, you know, and his wife, I mean, she was big into spiritualism, especially when he got killed and they lost their little boy. You know?
Yes.
So I want, man, that whole family, or the whole family, but between them, the two of them, something's up with the Lincolns. Nate, do you have anything before?
Spider-Man has a foe called Doppelganger.
Really?
Yeah. It's a Spider-Man from Earth 616.
Okay.
And it's looks like a man spider. It has six arms, two legs, and fangs in the mouth. But it looks like Spider-Man.
I thought his... Who's the in the Venom?
Venom is the like, symbiote. Yeah.
Kind of has like, it has like the silver and black.
Alien. Yeah. Black that's
white.
Yeah.
Or is it black? Yeah.
Then Carnage is another one.
Carnage. Yeah. Yeah.
That's who you're thinking. Yeah.
Okay. That's who I was thinking. Yeah. I thought that's where you were going to go with that. Interesting. Mm-hmm.
No, this is, and I've seen them in different comic books or whatever.
Okay. They even have them in superheroes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Creepy.
The, I like the fact.
Okay. That's cool. That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm.
The doppelganger in German is also loosely translated to double walker. So I think that's interesting.
Yes, I saw that.
Texas Ranger.
Absolutely, right? they say...
Great series. You don't mess with Chuck.
The historical figures that have seen their doppelgangers, Catherine the Great, was a formidable and longest ruling female leader of Russia, reigning from 1762 until 1796. Though Catherine took the throne by way of a coup that overthrew her own husband and usurped power from her son, who is rightfully the throne's next heir, her extended rule became known as the Golden Age of Russia. Shortly before her reign came to an end, something unexpected took Catherine's throne, literally the creepy double of Catherine herself. According to the account, Catherine was in her bedroom when some troubled servant came to tell her that they had just seen the Empress entering the throne room, even though she had been lying in her bed at the exact same moment. The Empress went directly to the room to investigate the servant's claims. Once there, Catherine encountered a second version of herself, seated calmly on the throne, ever formidable. The real Catherine ordered her guards to fire on the spectral queen. Presumably, the bullets had no effect, and her doppelganger disappeared with no further reoccurrences. But not long after this event, Catherine the Great collapsed and suffered a stroke. Within hours, she became comatose, and by the evening following the stroke, her reign permanently ended.
Mm.
That's a wild one.
It is.
Hmm.
She not only saw it, she came. She went to battle with it.
That would be wild.
Isn't that wild?
That would be like, hey, you. Hey, me.
Hey, you, me. Wait over minute. There. You get out of my chair.
All right. Now, see, how do we know we're not the doppelgangers of, like, maybe we're the evil twins or the evil doppelgangers? Yeah. We can't be, though, right?
Maybe.
I am sometimes. I bet.
Come see the softer side of Todd.
Somebody was like, man, there's a guy looked just like you. You know, they're
he was too nice.
He's saying to the guy that looked like me, he's saying, there's a guy.
Swear, just look like you.
Yeah.
Must be your evil twin.
He was pumping gas at a Honda Civic and, you know, or, I don't know. That's weird.
And a Red Sox hat on.
Georgia
Bulldog shirt.
Right.
Have you guys seen the series, The Boys?
I have not. Have you? I know about it, though.
Yeah, I'm in the second season or something like that.
I watched like the first episode.
I haven't watched it, but yeah. I don't know if I even know about it.
No, it's like corporate superheroes. Mm-hmm. Like if superheroes really existed.
Oh, yeah. I don't.
So it's like sort of realistic and how they start doing like bad dealings and, you know, act like they're heroes saving the world, but then they're sort of doing their own things too behind the public's eye. But one of the characters on there, his name's Doppelganger, and he is a shapeshifter.
Oh, he's a doppelganger shapeshifter.
Mm. That's fun.
He's a twofer.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. What's his name?
Doppelganger.
Oh, his name is Doppelganger. Yeah. I thought you said he was a doppelganger and a shape. Okay, name's Doppelganger and he's a shape. Okay, well that's
shape shifting.
And he's a Sasquatch.
Sasquatch. If he wants to be,
he can be whatever he wants.
Yes, he can. Yeah,
he can be anything.
It's not very original, but Doppelganger named Doppelganger. I think we're getting lazy.
As a shapeshifter. Wait a minute. Never mind.
Double walker. That's what.
I've got a quick another story here. Mm-hmm. Personal story. It says a terrifying mother who locked herself away.
Jeez.
I remember one time I was talking to my dad in a hallway of my house. I don't really remember what it was about. We both saw my mom clearly walk past us and enter her room, shutting the door. I walked back into the living room, and my mom was still on the couch asleep. I looked back at my dad, and he looked at me. We were both terrified. We both crept over to the bedroom and looked at the closet door. I'm sorry, at the closed door. Neither of us went inside. We were freaked. She said, I'm pretty sure my dad slept on the floor that night. So, again, a dad and a daughter sees what they think is their mom, and it's not.
Treehouse Brewing Company has doppelganger beer.
Ooh, now that's an IPA. That sounds good.
And I guess if you drink that, you'll start seeing two of you.
That stands to reason, right? Any beer could be a doppelganger. Any alcohol could be.
Yeah, I suppose. Right.
There's a famous story of Guy de Maupassant. I'm not going to say that too fast. Celebrated French author. He lived and wrote in the second half of the 19th century, considered to be the father of modern short stories. And he also wrote several novels. One story that he wrote was Les Horlas, tells the tale of a man afflicted by an invisible spirit that he unwittingly invited into his home. Gradually, the spirit haunts him with increasing ferocity as he begins to lose his mind. He takes drastic measures by way of suicide to get rid of his tormentor. What makes Les Horlas even creepier is that Guy... is said to have written the story with the help of his own doppelganger. Guy's interaction with his doppelganger were reported as frequent and personal, with Guy sometimes meeting with his double every day. As the account goes, Guy and his doppelganger conversed with one another during their visits, and Guy began writing Les Horlas at the dictation of his eerie twin. Of the strange event, French doctor and psychologist Dr. Paul Sollier wrote, Maupassant had a vivid hallucination one afternoon and told his friend of it that evening. Working at his desk in his office, where his servant had orders never to enter while he was writing, seemed to hear his door open. He turned and was not a little surprised when himself, the double, entered and came to sit in front of him, head in hand, and began to dictate everything he wrote on the occasion. When he had finished and stood up, the hallucination disappeared. The result was the short story of Les Horlas. That's wild. Yeah, it but is. It goes. There's several interactions that he had with his doppelganger, apparently, and it drove him nuts. I think he had to go to an insane asylum, I think, eventually. It's like, it's wild when you listen to it.
I like that this goes back to the 1800s, 1700s. Mm-hmm. It's not like, what is it, the Black Eyed Children, where it got popular in the 1980 or 90s. they said, but basically it came to light where it got really popular just 20 years ago.
Yeah.
This is, a lot of famous people or George Washington. Gosh.
Well, maybe George, he might have supposedly had an alien encounter, right? Or two.
Isn't it, everyone is supposed to have a doppelganger?
That's what they say.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
And then
there was somebody out there that's supposed to be.
I was just on a site. I think it was like 39 celebrities.
Oh, that's a big thing in social media, is finding your doppelganger out there, right?
And so I went through these different celebrities and their old time, like actors and actresses back in the 30s and 20s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, look those up because there's
it's really, really
cool. And they look.
Oh, yeah.
Like Nicholas.
You look at the face structure and everything.
Nicholas Cage has one. And just tons of actors and actresses.
Yeah, I looked at Christina Aguilera. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All sorts of.
Well, there are people in
I didn't know the Nicholas Cage. I do remember that
people
one.
People go around in art galleries and find themselves and their pictures of people
I've seen that
look like paintings.
And they'll stand there in the same pose.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's so creepy, but it's like, oh, my gosh, you really do look like that person. It looks like their doppelganger.
Yeah.
One last one for history anyway is Queen Elizabeth I. Elizabeth I ruled England or the first ruled England from from late 1558 to early 1603, the daughter of Henry VIII and the beheaded Anne Boleyn. She was the last of the Tudor monarchs to assume the throne. Queen Elizabeth is often referred to as the Virgin Queen, as she defied convention by refusing to marry or bear an heir. Her long reign, known as the Elizabethan era, was not without controversy, but did see a flourishing English drama, though no less than the works of William Shakespeare, and successful seafaring exploits. Elizabeth I achieved a long reign. Death still sought her out and allegedly gave her a preview of its coming by way of a dead doppelganger. According to history, Elizabeth was said to have encountered her own person lying in state with a corpse in her chambers. The doppelganger described as pallid, shivered, and wan. And though Elizabeth was level-headed and not prone to fantasies, she seemed to know this strange sight meant something ill-fated was in store. Only a few days later, Queen Elizabeth I, aged 69, and monarch of 44 years, was dead in actuality.
Hmm.
That's why. So I think there's those, especially those historical figures that meet their doppelganger and then die. That's just wild.
Yeah.
You looking at the famous people?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's wild. It's wild.
It is wild. I'm all, yeah.
You're doppelgangered out.
I'm done. Nate, you have anything else?
No.
Well, then I'm going to let you take us out of here.
Well, if we're done seeing doubles, that's a wrap.
I am. I am. And I didn't have anything to drink.
Yada, 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 yada.
Very interesting topic and very creepy and very cool at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
It is fun. I'm glad we finally covered it. We've talked about it over and over again, so it's good that we're getting to it.
Real quick, doppelganger also sounds like something that you would
order like at a bar. For,
yeah, so you're like, I'll take what do you take there? You know, I'll take a doppelganger.
On the rocks.
Yeah, on the rocks. What do you want? I'll take two doppelgangers, please.
Right.
Or something that you
I'll
go
have
fishing
what she's
with.
Having.
look at my new doppelgangers here. Yeah. You catch bass with, you know, it just sounds like.
It's not, yeah, fishing lure. Is that what you hear? That's hilarious.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like
it. It kind of does. Ouch. I'm doing my own dental work career.
Don't give yourself. Ow. Yeah.
Yeah. No, root canals aren't bad. You're right.
Yeah. No, they're not. They're not.
I'll get
just
the
gave
engine,
myself one.
I'll get the engine running. I just need to adjust the doppelganger.
There you go.
Yeah.
He's right. See? You're right.
See? You can use doppelganger for anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's the new doppelganger XL, you know, and then. Yeah.
Volkswagen doppelganger.
Right. From Whammo.
From Hasbro. Well, creepies, we hope you enjoyed that topic on doppelgangers. Good choice, Sean. What's your name?
Nishan.
I'm tired.
Dot, dot, dot.
I gave him my best. But we want to thank you, creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini 77 and our discussion on the doppelganger. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.